The Nature Podcast from Nature, the international weekly journal of science, presented by Chris Smith.
Welcome to this week's Nature Podcast from the 17th of November edition of Nature, with me, Chris Smith. Chris Milley and his colleagues from the US Geological Survey in New Jersey have been looking at how well climate models can predict changes in water abundance over the last century, and then asking what these same models can tell us about what we might have in store for us 50 years from now.
What we've done, Chris, is to put climate models to the test to see if they can tell us something not only about climate warming, but about the related impacts on water resources and stream flow.
And how will this actually help us to determine whether we've got it right or not?
Well, if we can look at the past, look at measurements that thousands of hydrotechs around the world have made over the last century, and if we can then look at the climate models that have attempted to say what those measurements should have shown, and if we can compare those two and get a good match, then we can say, hey, maybe we have some confidence for the future in the projections that those same climate models may make.
And does the future look gloomy?
Gloomy is a subjective, value-laden word, so I shouldn't answer yes or no. As a scientist, there are certainly areas of concern.
And what are you worried about?
There are regions of the world where the climate models project a tendency toward drying, that is, reduction in stream flow and therefore a reduction in the availability of water. These regions would include the southern part of the African continent, the western part of North America, and southern Europe, that is, France, Italy, Spain, on through Greece, across the region of Turkey, Iran, Iraq, that whole region of southern Europe.
And what about the converse, places where it could get a lot wetter?
There are some regions that most of the models seem to agree upon on wetter climate. These would be in South America, down around Argentina, southern Brazil, eastern equatorial Africa, and very prominently the high latitudes of North America and Eurasia.
And so, Chris, the changes that you're foreseeing, over what sort of timescale are they going to kick in? And also, how big are these changes?
In fact, we've already seen some of these changes. To give you a sense of scale, though, we find the model saying by mid-century, that is, by the year 2050, the changes that are most prominent are on the order of 10 to 30%. Now, as you project that forward into time later in the century, of course, those could be expected to grow, assuming that current greenhouse emissions continue on the current track.
That's a pretty significant change in such a short space of time.
That is a large change. However, such changes are common historically in many parts of the world. What's different here is that these are not natural variations. They are changes that are not likely to be reversed in any short amount of time.
Chris Milley from the US Geological Survey, with evidence that within 50 years, some regions of the planet could see dramatic changes in water abundance if climate change remains unchecked.
Nature's Podcast, bringing the world of nature to life.
If you'd like to find out a bit more about the stories we're discussing this week, they're all available on our website, nature.com/nature. And if you do have any feedback on this or previous editions of the Nature Podcast, please drop us a line to podcast@nature.com.